The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
God never intended for the world system to support his family. You need a revelation of who you are. You got the same God in you that Jesus had in him, and you got the same anointing being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not going to be us. It's going to be the Father in us. He's going to do the work because we're in the Sabbath. And in the Sabbath, it means that I'm taking you back to the garden, back to a time where Adam never had to bear the weight of his own provision, that God was going to take care of it.
Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, I'm going to give you rest. Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us as entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. All right, let's just stop right there. That he said that the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It didn't say the word wasn't preached. It says what was preached didn't profit. And it says why? Because they didn't mix it. They didn't mix it. And when I preach something like today, for the most part, I'm giving you the benefit of research that I've done and study that I've done. And you just come in here on Sunday morning and you get it. But that's what I'm saying about your notes. You have to do something with it. You have to mix it. Because you heard it with your head. But now we got to get it into your heart. And what it does is that inside of us are, if you could say the word, trees. Trees. There's something inside of us. The Bible talks about over in Matthew's Gospel. And Matthew's Gospel chapter, let me give you the scripture. Matthew's Gospel chapter 15 and verse 13. But Jesus answered and said unto them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. So inside of us are plants. Plants, just like you see the Garden of Eden. It's not outside anymore, it's inside. And now with it being in there, there are plants in there. And every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. So there are plants that are inside of people. Now, when I say plants, I mean images, belief systems. And they're inside of people, and they cannot go any further than that belief system, because the belief system really, whatever you believe is what you become. And so that belief system really sets up a boundary for how far you go. And that's why it says over in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, he said, guard your heart, because out of that heart are the issues or forces or boundaries of your life. That Hebrew word for boundary. So it's the forces or boundaries of your life. They're in your heart. And people say, well, he's my problem. He's not your problem. Your problem is you. It's inside of there. You can't go any further than that. It just so happened that the image in you drew him. See? And because you're designed that way. You're designed to be drawn to what you believe. And so inside here, he is saying, they didn't mix it. So as I give you the word, I give it to you in seed form. Well, you take that word, now you got to mix it. You got to take it home and you got to talk about it, think about it, ponder about it, meditate on it, so forth. Why? Because it's dropping now from your head down to your what? Down to your heart. And notice what it's going to do. It's going to root up the first tree. And that's the tree that the world planted. And the world planted that tree because they didn't want you to go any further. So the fence is not outside. The fence is inside. Every one of us has fences. And you got to get beyond it. And that's belief systems. Some people believe other races are not as good as them. Some people believe that other people are not as smart as them because they didn't go to the same school. Other beliefs, so forth and so on. There's a lot of stuff out there. But every tree in you that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Now, God wants you to be this. He wants you to be that, so forth. And the enemy's job is to keep control of us and keep us down, make it so that we don't go but so far and so forth like that. And you got to get all of that out because it's not of God. And that's why I have all y'all come here so you can see each other and see each other. This man was talking about one time he mixed the wrong thing. But what he talked about is you know, he knew that he was going to die at a certain age. Because his grandfather died, his father died, and he started saying he's going to die. He went over to this lady's house with this other pastor. The pastor was there, and he started talking about it. And this lady, who was a prayer warrior, heard it. Said, well, you know, he said he's going to, you know, dad dies of heart attack, granddad died of heart attack. You know, all of them died at 68, whatever it was. He said, I guess I'm on my way too. Well, she heard that. And so she came in the front room where they were. She said, now tell me that again now. He said, well, she said, well, my granddad died and so forth, and my father died. She said, well, tell me the truth on that thing. He said, well, okay, my granddaddy died at a certain age and my father died at a certain age. She said, no, tell me the truth. He said, well, I'm telling to you, my granddad died and such, such. She jumped right in his collar and shook his head. Tell me the truth. Well, the truth is in the Bible. With long life, I will satisfy you. And let me tell you, if you believe that, you will receive that. It will happen to you, and it wasn't God's plan to happen to you, but it happened to you because the fence was on the inside, and it was dictating how far you're going to go in life. And I'm telling you right now, God has made you a genius. And God, don't say I'm getting old, and you know my mind ain't what it used to be. That's why it ain't what it used to be. Because you are saying it, sowing it, and having it. Yeah. We've had so many people come into our foundation class, you know, who are coming to be members here. And the first thing they say, especially if they're in the older group, well, you know, my mind ain't what it used to be. You know, we say, shut up. You know, we don't do that. But we try to get them, encourage them. Don't say that. You're cursing yourself when you say that. Don't say what the Bible says. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Isn't this wonderful? So when I tell you something, I'm going to show you some new things. When I show you these new things, don't fight me on it. If I read it out of the Bible, you don't get mad at me while he's saying that. It's in the Bible. I'm reading it out of the Bible. Take it and mix it because there's a tree in you that's trying to dictate to you how far you're going to go with God, and God has bigger plans for you. Say amen to this. This is good stuff, folks. All right. Let's keep going. Let's start reading Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 4. Glory to God. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest on the what? Seventh day from all his what? Works. Next verse. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter into that therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief. Verse 9, please, all the way down. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own what? Works, as God did from his. Next verse. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Glory to God. Now, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Now, he was referring now all the way back to Genesis. And Genesis and chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. This is God finishing the heavens and earth. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on what day? Seventh day. From all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Now, did he rest because he was tired?
No.
Why did he rest? All right. Now, this is key. God made everything in 6 days. And in the end of 6 days, he made a man. Now, here's man, and he's the highest creation. So everything is to serve the man. The man's not to serve anything. Everything is made to serve the man. God made the seventh day, so now man is going to step over into the seventh day, because the seventh day, all the work was done. And he rested on the what day? Seventh day. Let's go to John chapter 14. Believeth thou, this is Jesus talking, that I'm in the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the what? Works. Now this is Jesus now. Who does the work in Jesus' ministry? Who does the work? The Father. Okay. All right, look at verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going to the Father. Jesus was born of the Father, had the same DNA as the Father and everything. But in this earth, he was born the Son of Man. Now, he called himself that. Why? Because if he functioned as God, then he'd be illegal. He had to function as a man anointed by God. Now, how do you know that? Because when he came up out of the baptism, the Bible says the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. That's when he was anointed, because he didn't carry out one miracle like that until he was anointed. Now somebody says, okay, what does that have to be with him and God? If he were God, he wouldn't need no anointing. Where do you go to get any greater anointing than God? I mean, if he were God, wouldn't need that. He only needed it because he was functioning as a man. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because God sent Jesus to show you how you and Adam are to work. He let you see what the first man was like in the second Adam, and let you know that you are a continuation of the Adam before he sinned. And that he has got you born again. So that means you are born of the same spirit that God is. And that spirit came and replaced the corrupt spirit that was inside of you and me, and replaced it, and a new man came in there. Brand new man, never been in before, never been in the earth before. Your past, you don't have a past. Paul said, I've hurt no man, I've offended no man. This is the same man that was hauling people off to jail and consenting to people's death. He said, no, you need a revelation of who you are. So notice now, you got the same God in you that Jesus had in him, and you got the same anointing being filled with the Holy Ghost. So you've got exactly the same that Jesus has in him. So he's saying, what I did, you can do too. Now, it's not going to be us that does it. It's going to be the Father in us. He's going to do the work because we're in the Sabbath. And in the Sabbath, it means that I'm taking you back to the garden, back to a time where Adam never had to bear the weight of his own provision, that God was going to take care of it. Look what he said in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 14. And just put it up there on the board real quick. And he said this. He said, Lord, the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. This is Moses and them. And they're looking at Pharaoh advancing, coming after them because the children of Israel have left bondage now. And Pharaoh didn't want to let them go. But God will make them let you go when you don't have the strength to get loose yourself. He will make them let you go. And he said, hey, you hold your peace. The Lord is going to fight for you. Say amen to this. You see, he'll fight for you. He'll work for you. Come on. He'll heal you. He'll deliver you. I'm telling you, whatever you need, God will supply it. Why? Because we're in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And whatever belongs to God belongs to us. And whatever belongs to us belongs to God. And that's the way a covenant functions. Well, I'm preaching, Ben. You saying amen? Now, how valuable are you? Look at 1 Peter now, chapter 1 and verse 18. Over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, he's talking about, look what he says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now notice what he just said. You were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. He calls silver and gold corruptible. So there was not, when Adam sinned, he put all of us in the pawn shop. Everybody. Now to get us out, you're going to have to get a redeeming ticket. You're going to have to buy us out. And Jesus knew that there wasn't enough money in the universe to get one of you out. He had to give his own blood to get you out. Now, look what he says in Revelation now. Revelation, he's talking about King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Look what he says over here. He said, and he hath on his vesture, talking about Jesus, and on his thigh a name written. King of who? Kings. And Lord of who? Lords. Now, wait a minute. We know he's the king, but who are the other kings he's talking about? Us. We know he's the Lord, but who's the other Lord? We are. Have you ever seen a king waiting on a paycheck? I better come over here. Have you ever, and I'm making a point, that you weren't built for a paycheck. You weren't built for it. A paycheck means, and you waiting on it and having faith in that paycheck, and see that paycheck is your source or that job is your source, you fall into a category of Jeremiah chapter 17. Over in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, he says this, and thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. Let me read it another way. Cursed be the man that trusteth in his paycheck. I better come over here because that group is not excited. Cursed be the man that trusteth in his paycheck and makes his job his source, whose heart departed from the Lord. God never intended for the world system to support his family. Never, never. It's a disgusting thought to the Lord. Never. Never. And you can add
to yourself. You can work three jobs. Here I was working two jobs, one at IBM from 8 to 5, and then get off. I told you when I first went on quota and was selling computers, I didn't sell anything, so I got me a second job. Well, that's what the world says. See, you have to check your source of thoughts. Because my source of thoughts came from the world system, came from Babylon. And my source said, get another job. Well, I get another job. Why? Because I'm looking for provision. Because right now the pressure is coming on me. And if you check people's lives, you'll see that most of the pressure is financial. Most of the pressure, financial is causing high blood pressures. Financial is causing sugar diabetes. Financial is causing poor eating habits. Financial is causing, I'm telling, go across the board, marriage problems, divorces, finance, finance, finance. Now, if I can fix that finance demon, come on, then God's people can be free. That's what Jesus came to preach. That's what he came to show you. Hey, wait a second. Satan has set up a system so that you have to come through his money system before you can have anything. Because he's related everything to money. Your teeth getting fixed. You getting a new hair. And so forth and so on. Whatever it is, it's going to cost you some money. Jesus is saying, I'm going to show you how to go around the money system. It's, come on now. And I can have you come and buy. With no money. It's money. That's a motivation. And what you can do when you go and press in for that, you're trying to add to yourself. And that's called communism, socialism. And that's what they do. In communism, they try to commune. They say, you grow this, I grow that. I give you a little bit of this, you give me a little bit of that, and we don't need God. But you just do this and so forth. What are they doing? Pretty soon, Babylon is built. Babylon in Genesis chapter 11. They're building this tower up to heaven, trying to get to heaven without God. Socialism, the same thing. And this world is moving towards it. That's why I want to do everything for you. Give me this. Go to a job. Get the benefits. You don't need God. Just get some of these benefits and so forth. Keep God out of it. Why? Satan is slowly trying to move everybody into his system. I don't mind you having the thing, but don't trust in it. I'm just saying this because there's a lot of things in here that people that they don't know are in here. They don't know it in here. I'm talking about adding to yourself, trying to get this, trying to get that and make it happen. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm going to work all these jobs and save and so forth with all my labor and so forth. I stacked up this and next thing you know, you worshiping your bank account and won't give nothing away. And cause I'm going to buy me a new house. There ain't nothing about saving up for a new house in the Bible. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you. We're going to work this system. If God adds to it, that's one more thing. But that's the lottery. That's the lure of the lottery. The lottery is luring because it's people seeking rest. They're seeking, trying to get provisions without too much labor. They got to work too hard. They got to spend too much time trying to make this happen. And still, when they make it happen, if you add it to yourself, then sorrow comes with it. That's why he says in Proverbs 10:22, he talks about that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what? Rich. And he addeth. This is, I'm shifting you now. You got some trees inside. I'm going to get them trees out. When we were saving up for our house, God said, okay, at this meeting we were having, he said, now I want you to give this away. Praise God. I said, that was part of the money we were saving. You see, he knew that part of that we were saving, we got for ourselves. He wants to do everything for you. He doesn't want you to work. He wants you to take care of one thing, your assignment. No one representing the King of Kings should be broke. No one, no one, no one. See, you don't say, I don't have much education. It doesn't make any difference whether you got much education. That your provision is not based on education. Your provision is based on your inheritance. You have become a joint heir with Christ. God never intended for the world system to support his family. You need a revelation of who you are. You got the same God in you that Jesus had in him, and you got the same anointing being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not going to be us. It's going to be the Father in us. He's going to do the work because we're in the Sabbath. And in the Sabbath, it means that I'm taking you back to the garden, back to a time where Adam never had to bear the weight of his own provision, that God was going to take care of it. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden. I'm going to give you rest.
It is finished. You have been redeemed from the curse of lack, and your days of toiling are over. Your provision is now unlimited in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching, Resting in God. To order on CD or DVD, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. No longer do you have to work for a living when you understand your provision is based on your inheritance as a joint heir with Christ. Man does work, but it's a different kind of work that is resting in God. Order Resting in God today.
Hello, Bill Winston here. Today's teaching, Resting in God, Volume 1, is part of a two-disc series. Now, I trust that this message has been encouraging to you because we're talking about mixing the Word of God with faith. So this is the only way that faith can work for you and take the toil out of your life. See, that faith is that rest that God talks about. So important point for you to remember is this. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." You see, when God's blessing is on you, God's blessing does a lot for you. That's what it's designed to do. One translation says, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth." I mean, it brings things. It brings resources. It brings ideas. That's what the blessing does. So God has provided a lot of things for us when that blessing is involved. That's on your life and my life, praise the Lord. It takes the toil out of our lives. So God has provided for every need that you and I might have so that we can focus in on one thing, and that's our assignment. What did he purpose for you and I to do? That's what he wants you to focus in on. He wants you to take care of all the needs. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you. Until next time, keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.